Hello, good afternoon.
Hello.
Good afternoon. My name is Al from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you at least 18 years and a legal resident of Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you. And are you a registered voter in Ohio?
What did you say?
Are you registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes, I was raised and born here.
And are you registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
I don't know.
Thank you. And now, a firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, fingerprint, or other similar means. For example, a safe container, case, or lockbox, or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device, such as a cable lock or a trigger lock stored in a container that is not see-through and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Will you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored?
No.
That means oppose?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, will you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to eliminate child-involved accidental shootings?
What company is this?
We're calling from Opinion Research.
Okay.
So will you support or oppose that?
I support.
Thank you so much. And will you support or oppose the state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to reduce suicide by firearm among youth?
I suppose.
Thank you. And will you support or oppose the state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to obtain a measurable decrease in the overall number of stolen guns?
I suppose.
Thank you. And will you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a locked safe? Will you support or oppose that?
Support.
About if it include a locked container or case, will you support or oppose that?
Oppose.
And last one, a locked box or other device that it's designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm. Will you support or oppose that?
Support.
Thank you very much. And will you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock?
I oppose.
And how about a combination lock? Will you support or oppose that?
Support.
And last one, a biometric identifier such as a fingerprint. Will you support or oppose that?
Oppose.
Thank you very much. We're wrapping this up now. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience.
Yeah,
we have a few more and we are done. Just now, next one says, if a firearm is in a storage device, such as a lock safe
case. May I ask you something, sir?
Sorry?
May I ask you something, sir?
Sure.
How old are you?
I'm 25.
Okay.
Now, if
go ahead.
Thank you. If a firearm is in a storage device, such as a lock safe case or lockbox, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded?
Should not.
Thank you. And if a firearm is not in a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock stored in a container that is not see-through and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Yes or no?
No.
You said no?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, next one, if a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, will you support or oppose a law that requires that gun to be stored securely?
Support.
Thank you so much. Now, searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Will you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that law enforcement...
No, nigger.
Yeah.